welcome to Nightcap with Jim. I'm the titular Jim, and tonight I'll be discussing some of the video games I've been playing since we went off air last year, and what games I will be streaming for you and playing for you in the future coming up this year. So it's going to be pretty fun. For more content you may enjoy, please check out our Morning Mangami podcast and our other social media content at Mangami Players on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. And check out our Patreon as well for exclusive content that you can get early and only on Patreon. It's going to be great. So let's get into it. All right. Before we get into it, I just want to let you know this episode's going to be pretty short, pretty sweet. A couple of reasons for that one. I want to apologize also for releasing this episode a day late. Been slammed at work this week and haven't got time to record and haven't been, you know, just in the right space to record. Just been tired and whatnot. So I do apologize for releasing a day late. I'm not going to just churn something out for content's sake. If it's not good, then I'm not going to give you nothing, because I refuse to give you guys anything subpar. Having said that, I am a little bit tired, so I apologize if you can hear that. I've got some stuff to talk about, and I'm in a good mood right now, and I want to get this out for you guys, because I don't want to let you down, and gonna power through it because I'm a badass. All right, so tonight I thought I'd because this is what I wanted to talk about all week, but also just to keep it nice and short and sweet, don't have to get too crazy with it, talk about some of the games that I've been playing since we went off air, and what we're gonna be playing for you guys coming up. And the reason I say, why I wanted to talk about this is because I finally got myself a PlayStation 4 when Red Dead Redemption 2 came out. So you can bet I'll be talking about Red Dead Redemption 2. You can bet I'll be talking about that for a minute. And actually, I will start with that since it was the first game I bought. That wasn't the first game I started playing. I actually started playing Marvel's Spider-Man video game, which is absolutely excellent. I haven't gotten that far into it because I got a little crazy, with cashing my paycheck in and immediately going to the video game store and getting video games. So I have just a multitude of video games. Some I've played, some that I haven't, and I went a little crazy because new console, new games, so I really dived into it head first. So Red Dead, I'm gonna save a lot of what I want to talk about with this, and Spider-Man, because I'm gonna give those their own podcast, their own episodes, obviously. Suffice it to say, I love Red Dead Redemption 2. I think it's fantastic, one of the best video games ever made. My buddy Sean, I'm gonna give a shout out to, who has said it's overrated. And to Sean, I say, fuck you. I'm just kidding, Sean. I love you, buddy. Spider-Man is fantastic as well. Like I said, going to save most of it. But what I will say is this. If you haven't played it yet, you definitely should. There have been some pretty good Spider-Man games over the years. But this is easily, handily the best. You legitimately... It's not like you feel like Spider-Man. This game gives you the opportunity to straight up be Spider-Man. That's the sensation that it gives me anyway. So absolutely fantastic. So I'm just going to go down the list here. So I got Mafia 3, very good game as well. Again, going to save that because it's a franchise. So we'll do a deep dive, especially because the original Mafia 1, from way, way back when I was a kid, probably maybe a little bit before high school, so like, the early 2000s, one of the great PC games that was out at the time, and I think still probably holds up to this day, and there are things that this franchise does that no other video game or video game franchise does, just little kind of like mechanics sort of things, but I'll get into that when I do a full episode on that, so look forward to that. I found a Sword Art Online PlayStation 4 game called Fatal Bullet. This one I've pretty much just got through the kind of the intro, which is pretty long. It looks like it's a pretty huge, ginormous game. It's great. I love Sword Art Online, but again, this is one of these kind of franchise kind of things. So I'm going to do a huge deep dive on Sword Art Online sometime in the future. So you're definitely going to want to look forward to that because it's going to be epic and amazing. Got a couple of Naruto games. So Naruto Shippuden, Ultimate Ninja Storm 4, Road to Boruto. Haven't gotten a chance to play that one yet. But you're going to be looking forward to that because me and Heath are going to face off in some Jim versus Heath episodes for that game. So stand by as I make Heath cry like a little baby. And also Naruto Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Storm Generations. That one I have played. I love it a lot. It's really great. The only, like, it's not a complaint necessarily, it's just kind of more of a comment on the like kind of games I like to play, I guess, because I usually don't go in for fighting games too much. I just got to get better at learning the combos, you know, because there's like some a lot of button play going on, but not like mash, mash, mash. I mean, like, you know, combinations and such. So I just got to get better at that. Now we come to Conan, and I actually have something to say about this. Not necessarily like an opinion, although I do like the game very much. When I first started playing it, I probably did about 3 hours of an initial burst, and I spent a good number of that, probably about 2 hours, just gathering materials so I could build a little one-room hut on this island, and I found it immensely satisfying. This is just something that's kind of like a controversial thing that's happened with the game since it was released. Because if any of you are gamers and you know keep up with gaming news, then you'll know that this game caused a big bit of a stir because they were advertising full frontal nudity, male and female, for the game. And for those of us who live in America, who have played this game, will note that there is no such thing as nudity in the American release of Conan Exiles. What I found out, because like if I was, you know, if I was 13 or 14, 15, 16 years old or whatever, I would really be up in arms about this. But I'm, you know, like to think I'm a little bit more mature now, so it's not that big a deal. I mean, the game is wonderful to play anyway, without, you know, the ability to stare at boobies. So you know, it's not that big a deal. I just wanted to find out what it was about it so that when I talked to you guys, I would have the answers. And what I found out is that it's just because in America and a certain couple other countries, our video game rating system is just, you know, a little bit too strict to allow for that kind of explicit content. But in certain countries in the EU, that's the European Union, and you know, some other places, they do have the full nudity option because they have, you know, a little bit more less strict video game practices, ratings practices. So that's kind of interesting. Yeah, I don't know, that's weird, you know what I mean? And I mean, like, there are video games where you can literally decapitate people and, you know, pull their guts out, like, you know, the Friday the 13th video game and stuff like that. And Conan Exiles is extremely violent as well, you know, but nudity seems to freak people out more than violence. And that really kind of bothers me, just because, like, it's the human body and just, like, the human body itself. I feel like is way less offensive than watching someone get decapitated or something like that, you know what I mean? So it's kind of weird to me. So yeah, that's strange. I've got Watch Dogs 2. I haven't played it yet, but that's going to be coming up, something that I'll do. I've also finally got something that I was really looking forward to, Tom Clancy's The Division. And I'm just going to put this out there. Anybody who wants to game with me, I am super down, especially in this game, The Division, and Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands, which I'm probably going to end the podcast on because I've been playing that so much. I really want to get a serious group of, you know, a couple of gamers together to play through these kinds of games with me, because they're my favorite. Like, tactical shooters are my favorite type of video game. So if you're down for that, please hit me up. You know, send me a message here, or you know, through MangaMe, our social media pages and whatnot, and get in contact with me. Because for one thing, I definitely want to communicate more with you guys personally, one on one. But also, I just really want a team to rock through these games with me, because they're so much fun for me, and you know, I just really want to get the full experience of them, because you know, I love that stuff, you know, and I love a good multiplayer experience when there is a good multiplayer experience. Next, I've got Black Ops 3. Haven't gotten to play this one just yet, but I'm super looking forward to it. Having said that, I've heard that Black Ops 4 is a campaign, just no campaign mode at all, and that fucking pisses me off to no end. Black Ops is the best campaign career mode of the Call of Duty franchises overall. And for them to ditch the campaign mode in favor of a battle royale really makes me so fucking angry. I can't tell you. Like, they could have put a battle royale in literally any one of these fucking you know, franchises that Call of Duty has. But what they do is they take away the story mode from this franchise that has the greatest stories in the Call of Duty lexicon. So I don't understand why they would do that. I mean, Black Ops 1 has an amazing story mode. Black Ops 2 has an amazing story mode. Black Ops 3, I'm sure, lives up to the first two. So for them to ditch a campaign mode in Black Ops, fuck you, for real, Activision. That's bullshit. Like, if they want to do that with the Modern Warfare franchise, fine. That is totally fine. That actually makes perfect sense, because the story modes in those games have always been kind of eh. You know what I'm saying? Like, not that much effort put into them. You know, they're quick. You can get in and out of them in about 6 hours. So if they were like, oh, Modern Warfare 5 or whatever is going to just have a battle royale and multiplayer and all that stuff, and we're not going to do a campaign, dude, that's fine. Do that. Don't take away from me some of the best stories in video gaming, especially first-person shooter, for just multiplayer stuff. You know, like, I'm so sick and tired of this oversaturation of multiplayer, especially within the first-person shooter genre. It really pisses me off. It makes me so fucking angry, and I'm just sick and tired of it. You know what I mean? Like, I really just wish gaming companies would start going back to the basics and let's make a good fucking story mode for these guys so they can play through that, and then they get a handle on the game, and then they can go over to multiplayer and kick ass with a bunch of other people. You know what I mean? That just made more sense to me back in the day. So I've got some strong feelings about this. next, I was playing Call of Duty World War II. Now, again, Call of Duty coming out of left field with a pretty good game, a really great story mode. It's engaging, it's intense, and I really like it. It's a lot of fun, you know? It's a really, really, really good story. I can't wait to get back to it, honestly, but I'm kind of wrapped up pretty hardcore in Ghost Recon. next, I started playing a little bit of Sniper 3 Ghost Warrior. Now, this game got a lot of bad reviews, and I can see why some people wouldn't like it, but I kind of dug it. I didn't get too far, just about, you know, like an hour or two into it. My initial thoughts were that's pretty good. I might do that as a stream for you guys, so we can experience it together. You know, kind of go through it and see if, you know, if I really end up liking it, because I was super looking forward to this game. I thought it was going to be absolutely incredible, And, you know, my initial thoughts were that it's pretty damn good. I don't know about incredible, but I have to get more into it. As I said, I barely scratched the surface of it because it's a pretty ginormous game. So, maybe we might do a stream for that, possibly. So that could be fun. Next, I've got Uncharted, the Nathan Drake collection. So that's the first three games. The remastered for PlayStation 4. Haven't played it yet. Looking forward to it. Naughty Dog, one of my favorite gaming companies out there. They make incredible stuff. So I'm super looking forward to Uncharted. Better late than never, right? Next, so these are probably going to be some things. So this is actually going to be the first thing I'm going to stream for you guys is the Batman Telltale game series. And I am so looking forward to that. Not just playing it, but streaming it for you guys. Because I did play the first episode probably like a year ago on PlayStation 3. And I adore Telltale games and I fucking love Batman. So, to put Batman and Telltale together in one thing was just genius, and the first episode is really great. But I didn't go any farther than that. So, I'm gonna stream that for you guys coming up pretty soon. So definitely stay tuned. Make sure you check in our social media. I'm not exactly sure when I'll be streaming those, but stay tuned. Just keep an eye out on our YouTube. You know, make sure you click the subscribe, click the bell so you get the notification that I'm gonna be streaming those. Before I stream, I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna, you know, pick my time and then I'm gonna, you know, shout out and let all you guys know on our social media that I will be streaming, you know, at that particular time so that you guys know and you can come and check that out. Another thing I want to stream for you guys is Mass Effect Andromeda. Now, I started playing it. I just wanted to get through the intro phase. I may or may not restart the game from the beginning. I'm not sure. I'll figure that out, but that'll be, you know, down the road after I finish Batman. So that's going to be great. And we're coming up to the end here with Battlefront 2. And I've always been a fan of the Battlefront games. I mean the original Battlefront games from way back in the day. When they decided to bring the franchise back, I was super excited about it. But I didn't have a PS4 when they did the first one for PlayStation 4, so I didn't get to play that because Heath told me just skip it, just get Battlefront 2 for now. So I listened to Heath and I just got Battlefront 2, and I really, really dig it. It definitely holds up to the originals and improves a number of things, you know. But most of them are things that just, you know, evolve with time, as opposed to things that were wrong with the original games that they then fixed. It's just, you know, it just got better, is what I mean by that. And it's just a super exciting game. That's another one that we're going to be Jim versus Heathing for you guys. So you're definitely going to want to look forward to that because it's going to get pretty fucking intense between me and Heath in Battlefront 2. excuse me. And finally, I've been talking all day, so my voice is gone. Finally, I come to Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands. Now, this is one of my favorite games that I've ever played, and the reason being is that it's an open-world tactical military shooter. Now, Ghost Recon has always been one of my favorite franchises. I absolutely adore the Ghost Recon series. I've been playing them since the original Ghost Recon, way, 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 way back in the day. You know, I remember really pissing a couple of my friends off playing, I believe it was the second, maybe the third Ghost Recon, because I would just kick their asses in the multiplayer, because I just love Ghost Recon. Ghost Recon and Rainbow Six are just two of the greatest gaming franchises of all time. So I love Wildlands so much, and then I love like cartel kind of stuff. So like, you know, Sicario and Day of the Soldado. I love those movies to death. You know, Narcos is fantastic. I just love that subject matter because it's so interesting. There's so much stuff to mine there in terms of, you know, emotionality and drama. Action stuff, just a lot of great storytelling options for you when you're dealing with, cartel kind of, cross-border criminality. And it's just super fascinating and exciting of a video game to put that stuff in a video game. And I love the open world aspect of it so much. I mean, tactical military shooters, I love them so much. But it's like when you take anything and make it open world, I feel like just about anything, it makes it better. Like Skate. Skate is one of my favorite franchises as well. I love it to death. And that was like the one of the first two, games of that genre, of the skateboard genre, to take it open world. And that was such a genius move. Because, I mean, with Tony Hawk Pro Skater and everything, it used to be, level-based, mission-based kind of thing. And then, Tony, I forget which one, I think it was like Underground or something like that, but, moved it to open world. And when you move things to the open world and you give players the freedom to go where they want, do what they want, you kind of elevate the game in a way, and you take the player and you're able to immerse them a lot deeper in the subject matter that the video game is covering. So skateboarding, you get way more into the skateboarding aspect of it when it's open world, because you can go wherever you want and do whatever you want. When you've got the like Grand Theft Auto and Red Dead Redemption, the original Red Dead Revolver was mission based, and then they did Red Dead Redemption and took it into the open world, and Grand Theft Auto used to be this top down, kind of thing, and then they brought it to third person and put it in an open world, and it just elevates these things in such a fantastic and wonderful way that it just really changed and has defined video games for all time now, this open world aspect of it. And I'm so glad that, whoever it was that did the first open world was like, you know what, why don't we just let them go wherever the hell they want to go? Let them do what they want to do. Now, having said that, there are a lot of games, like especially like the Elder Scrolls, Morrowind, and even Ghost Recon's Wildlands, that when you start the game out can feel a little overwhelming, or even a lot overwhelming. Like Morrowind, Elder Scrolls, that game terrifies me because it's just too, it's like so big. I mean, I tried to play that game like 10 or 20 times, and I could never get past like the opening area where you start in the game, because I just didn't know what to do or where to go. I mean, like I could spend hours just exploring like just the one area where I started in, and I just never knew what to do or where to go. I was just overwhelmed. And Ghost Recon's definitely had that going. When I started playing it, I was like, I don't know about this now. Like, I think they might have made a mistake. But once you just get into it a little bit more, you start, you start hitting the missions, and you start getting in, you start hitting the intel caches and interrogating lieutenants. Like, the more and more, because you have to, hit these intel caches and interrogate lieutenants and do this stuff to find, a lot of the missions, and the side quests and stuff. So once you start finding those, like, that's what I do now. So when I go into an area, I immediately go after intel caches and interrogating, the cartel soldiers, so I can get all this information that I need, so I can do the side quests, so I can find new gear and stuff like that. And once you do that, you just have this like plethora of options of things you can do that are around the map. And so if you haven't played the game and you think you might be interested in it, what I would recommend, the way you play this game, is you just immediately go after information. So go after the intel caches. Go after lieutenants and interrogate them. Go after lieutenant. Go to lieutenants in the rebel faction, and get information from all these different sources. And just go from province to province, and just do that. Just start the game like that. Just go from province to province, hopping around and gathering intel before you start really getting too heavy into the story missions and stuff like that. That way, for one thing, because that way you can build up your arsenal and your gear before you get too far into the story and you're like, ooh, this is not great. You can upgrade the rebel forces and their abilities to assist you on the battlefield a lot quicker as well, and also upgrade your own character and your gear and your team as well just a lot faster, because some of these side quests are you going after, you know, like medical supplies or comms equipment, you know, things like that, and you're giving them to the rebels. So that gives you points, which you then use to upgrade your guy and your team and your gear. I would recommend very highly upgrading your drone. That's one of the first things you're going to want to do. So, you know, range, the ability to mark targets, and the battery life is super important. There are a couple of missions where you really rely on the drone, and especially because of its battery life. So if you don't have, you know, it, the battery life upgraded as much as you can, then you're not going to be able to complete some of these missions. So you're definitely going to want to start doing that stuff right off of the bat, and then start hitting the story stuff. And then I love like some of the like the DLC that they have, the downloadable content. Usually I get kind of pissy with downloadable content because, you know, you have to pay extra for stuff, and I'm like, bro, why the fuck do I need to pay extra for stuff? Why didn't you just put this in the fucking game to begin with? You know what I mean? But I love Ghost Recon so much that I honestly don't give a shit, and I'm just going crazy, and I'm buying all the stuff that I can. Because I just want more, you know? I want more of this game. So all the extra stuff is really cool, you know? Like, there's a bunch of really great, like, packages of stuff. Like, there's a Predator package, and so there's, you know, like, clothing from the original Predator movie from the characters. So, like, you know, Rawlings' glasses and, you know, Billy's hat and all kinds of cool stuff like that, which is really, really awesome. There's even a Predator helmet that you can wear in the game, and I'm like, that is so tight! And there's all kinds of other great packages, too. And there's a bunch of cool, like, they're story missions, but they're not, like, essential to the story, like, the main story itself, if you will. They're, like, side story missions, if you will. So, like, Scott Mitchell, who is the original team leader of the Ghosts, he makes an appearance, which is so sweet. And Sam Fisher from the Splinter Cell franchise makes an appearance. And Michael Ironside, who was the original voice actor for Sam Fisher, comes back to do Sam Fisher once again, and it is glorious. It is amazing. It's fantastic. So Ghost Recon Wildlands, I would definitely recommend it if you like shooting, if you like shooters, if you like open world stuff, if you're interested in, you know, like I said, this cartel, you know, cross-border criminality kind of a subject matter. You know, if you tick any of those boxes, you want to play this game because it's a lot of fun. And again, you know, if there's anybody out there who plays Wildlands or, you know, hit me up. I would love to play this game with you. You know, I love it so much. And, you know, getting a chance to play it with some serious, with some other gamers like me who are pretty serious and take this kind of a game seriously and want to, you know, play it right, please hit me up, because I would really love to play it with you, you know what I mean? I think that would just be absolutely amazing. All right, I've been talking long enough, so this is obviously going to be one of my shorter episodes this year. Oh god, excuse me. I just wanted to get in and get out as quick as possible. It's still a half an hour, though, so I still did a pretty decent amount of time. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. You know, I had fun doing it, even though I'm beat, man. Like, I've been on my feet all day, so it's like, I'm sitting down and I'm enjoying it. But anyway, that's going to be our show for tonight, guys. Thank you so much for listening, and please tune into our morning show with Heath. Well, you could, I guess, but we all know that Nightcap with Jim is the better show. I'm just kidding. But yeah, please tune into our morning show with Heath. It's really great. Check out our other social media content at Manga Me Players on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. And please check out our Patreon for exclusive content that you can get early and only on our Patreon. It's fantastic. And be sure to, again, if you're interested in checking out our streams and our Jim versus Heath stuff, please go to our YouTube. Make sure you subscribe and click the bell so you get these notifications when we're streaming and playing Jim versus Heaths, because you're not going to want to miss those, especially not the Jim versus Heaths. Those are going to be absolutely a blast. You are going to want to be in on the ground floor with those, because I guarantee you're going to get a lot of great laughs, a lot of really wonderful moments from those particular videos. So definitely make sure to check those out, and look forward to me streaming Batman: The Telltale Series. Should be this month that we're going to start that. All right, that's it, guys. Thanks so much for stopping by for a nightcap. Good night.
The Nightcap with Jim podcast is a Manga Me production, hosted by James Smith, produced by Heath LeBombard and James Smith. For more Manga Me content, visit Manga Me Players all across the social medias.